All right, hello my friends. Welcome back to my universe. So today I wanted to do a video. This is a little happy birthday balloon next to me. I wanted to do a video talking about transitioning into the new year and really closing up this chapter of 2022. So in today's conversation, I'm going to talk about all the things that have been coming up recently for me that were super significant that I think would be significant for you as well. If you're tuning into this, I trust that the message comes through. A lot of it has to do with like emotional work. So I'm really excited to talk about this. This year has been one of the most incredible years in my life, and I'm so excited, to uncover all of the things that went through, extract all of the lessons, experiences, and really to just learn from them. Mindfulness bell. All right. So the first thing that I'm called to talk about today is the process of closing up the year, the process of honoring the year, and the process of like really wrapping 2022 up before we do any like visioning board, before we do any kind of like, what is 2023 is gonna be about? Like, let's just really dive into 2022 and really close up this chapter and really give it like a good wrap, like a good present wrap that you're gonna like put on your Christmas present or, like that, like a really good wrap. So, all right. So the first thing that I wanted to touch base with you on is, I think what's really important to look at is let's look at all of the goals that you've set at the beginning of 2022. So perhaps at the beginning of 2022, you've set a lot of like amazing goals that you probably have not achieved by end of the year. Like, come on, let's get real. We're humans. We usually often set really big goals, and then, for some of them, perhaps we achieved. For some of them, maybe we have just like made progress towards them, haven't yet achieved them. And then maybe for some, you absolutely crush it, or some you're like didn't even get started. So regardless of the goals that you've set at the beginning of the year, this is a time to do the work of forgiving ourselves. It doesn't matter if you have completed the work, the goal, the accomplishment. It doesn't matter if you have not. So all we're doing is we're forgiving ourselves from the moment we set the intention all the way till now. For whether we have been mean to ourselves, been like, oh my God, like you suck, how could you not have done this already? All those things that we say to ourselves, right, on the journey of expansion. So, for all the things that we have accomplished, we're going to be celebrating them. For now, I want to touch on the work of forgiving, because I think the most beautiful thing that we can do is to forgive ourselves and to accept ourselves, is to kind of pour back that love onto ourselves. So it looks something like this. So I want you to pause this video anytime that feels good for you. Have a piece of paper or write it on your laptop or write it on your phone note or text it to yourself. I don't care whichever way, you can say it out loud. But really it looks something like this. I forgive myself for thinking that I sucked because I hadn't accomplished this goal that I had in mind. I forgive myself for, not having reached that goal. I forgive myself for haven't starting like that goal at all. I forgive myself for taking so long to accomplish this goal. I forgive myself for thinking that I failed because I didn't start, or I failed to accomplish the standard that I set for the goals that I set. I forgive myself for beating myself up along the way. I forgive myself for, thinking that I sucked, or whatever words that you use to, beat yourself up for, like kind of use that to say, I forgive myself for this thing. And I want you to write down also a list of like all the situations that cause you emotional disturbance this year, and just give it a good forgiveness. You know, give it a good forgiveness. Like, I forgive, you know, this person, the situation for making me feel like anxious, worried, fearful, angry. I forgive myself for reacting that way. I forgive myself for holding on to that emotion. I forgive myself for blah, blah, blah. I forgive that person. I forgive that situation. Expand your forgiveness in all the ways that feel good to you. And then just keep the list going. Like, just go and flow with whatever that is coming to you, and just do a flow of forgiveness. And I think that's a really good way of wrapping up the year. It's a good way to be like, okay, interesting. Like, once you do the forgiveness work, then you start to see, oh my God, like, I don't actually suck. I'm not actually a failure. It's just that these goals, these big goals that I've set, they take time. They take time for me to like work out myself, my skill set, my habits, whatever, to accomplish them. These goals take time to manifest. Like, it's not, for example, it's not like, okay, so you've never gone to the gym before and then you set the goal of becoming like the Olympian. Like, come on. Right? So I think it's fine to have big picture goals and to be absolutely ambitious. And I think it's also very important to be patient with ourselves along the way and to do a lot of like self-acceptance and self-forgiveness work whenever we find ourselves beating ourselves up. Like, oh my God, why haven't I become like an Olympian yet? All things, you know? So I think that's like a very exaggerated goal to kind of give you a look at sometimes how we do set really big goals, and it does take time. And so sometimes 1 year is a good time to progress on the path, but it doesn't mean that it's enough time to accomplish all the things we want to accomplish if those goals were super big. So if your goal was to like build a $1 million business, like that's not going to be accomplished in 1 year if you're just getting started. So that's kind of what I mean, right? And I think that it's super awesome and ambitious to set amazing big goals. And I think along the way, it's really important to do that self-acceptance and self-forgiveness work. So the good way to wrap up this year is to do a good forgiveness to yourself and just give yourself that big hug before the new year starts, and just be like, listen, like, I fucking deserve this beautiful hug because I've done an amazing job. And so that leads us to the next conversation. So if you want to pause this video to do the forgiveness work, pause this video now, because next we are leading up to the conversations of celebration. So this part of the conversation is all about celebrating all the things that have gone well this year, that you have done well, you have, you know, like situations that you've responded well to, the growth that you've experienced, whether it was internal growth or external growth that you've seen in your life. So it's time to celebrate and honor that and use this space to anchor in the sense of self-validation and self-approval. So to me, this looks something like, and you can be absolutely creative and do it however you want to, do it however feels right for you. For me, it looks like, you know, again, making the list of, you know, I'm celebrating myself for doing this and this year. I'm celebrating myself for experiencing this kind of growth this year. So I'm gonna actually use my own personal example and just do this with you. So I would say like this year, I'm really proud of, you know, starting my business. I would say it's more so like I started in December, but I mean December, January, kind of the same time. So I'm just gonna say I feel really proud of myself, and I really celebrate myself for starting my coaching business and believing in myself and trusting myself every step of the way. I celebrate myself for overcoming the fears of like, oh, could I even like work with a client, or am I gonna be like having no clients at all, and like nobody wants to work with me? I overcame that fear, and I overcame that fear, and I moved so far beyond that fear to the point of like working with so many clients this year. So I celebrate myself for overcoming that fear and, you know, really trusting in everything, the process, the timing, myself. I do a lot of celebration for external accomplishments already. So I feel like it's time for me to kind of celebrate like the internal growth that I've experienced. So I celebrate the fact that this year my boundaries have freaking strengthened so much. Like my boundaries had gotten so much better than any other year of my life. Like this year, I feel as if my boundaries just 10x. Like I'm so good with energetic boundaries, and I really celebrate myself for this because this is huge. Another thing that I celebrate myself for is having really strong emotional stability. All the other years, I have to say, like, I really have intense emotional waves, and it was hard and difficult for me to learn how to navigate my emotional waves. And I would honestly, like, some years I would get really down, and I didn't know how to pick myself back up for at least a couple of weeks. But this year, it's been so consistent, my emotional wellness and just the way that I've been navigating my emotional life has been so good. It's been very consistent. Like if I had a fall down, I pick myself back up. Like I feel as if my sage power has been really strong. So I have to say I'm really proud of myself for doing that. Another thing that I'm really proud of myself for today or for this year is having my communication has improved so much. Like I've always been told, oh, you have such like strong communication skills and all the things. And I love that. And I also feel like this year it has really 10x. Like my ability to communicate my needs in relationship, to communicate my boundaries in all kinds of relationships, to communicate my expectation, my standards, to communicate my policies when it comes to like my business, to communicate like all the things that I want or don't want. Like it's been so good. It's been ever increasing, it's been so good. So I celebrate myself for that inner growth. So yeah, anyway, so I feel like I'm going on a good rant here, and you can kind of see like the example. It doesn't always have to be external growth and results. Like those things can also be celebrated, and they should, and absolutely. And I think there's also a lot of space to celebrate the inner growth because we tend to overlook that, We tend to be like, oh yeah, whatever, blah. But those are important, so celebrate them. What else? I think the next thing is to do the work. So if you want to take the time to celebrate, please pause this video right now. Do the list, do whatever you want. Do a video, whatever you want. Go buy balloons if you want to. And then just come back for part three of this. All right, so part three of this is I'm called to talk about self-acceptance. So I feel like the topic and the conversations of, learning to accept ourselves is such a beautiful segue into the new year because it's like the more that we love and accept ourselves, the more we are actually in touch to our authentic inner power and to who we are, the truth of who we are, and just, our pureness, our light, and all of the good things about us. So self-acceptance, what are you accepting yourself for? And what are all the things that you love about yourself? What are all the things that you like absolutely just accept and embrace and like honor? So again, I'm gonna use myself as an example here. And then you can riff and you can get creative and you can do all the things. You can do things that are different from things I'm doing. You can get like, if you get so inspired and you get so many different ideas, please share them with me. I'd love to learn from you as well. But yeah, like so some of the things that I would do when it comes to like self-acceptance is simply as, I accept myself for. And so something I would say is I accept myself for having like, burst of energy sometimes, and then sometimes I just really need like a lot of rest. I accept myself for having a lot of needs for a long time, for being in hermit mode, and I accept myself for having that big fire in my belly for always wanting to like share my message and share the things that I learned and like sharing myself. I accept myself for my voice. I accept myself for my desire to have a sense of mission in my personal life, to share that, to live that every day, to build that. I accept myself for wanting all the things that I want. I accept myself for being the type of person that is so adventurous and likes to have unpredictability and a sense of uncertainty when it comes to my path. I accept myself for, all the things that tend to trigger me and hurt me and make me feel horrible. I accept myself for those things. I accept myself for feeling afraid sometimes. I accept myself for taking the time to do things and doing things my own way. I accept myself for, like taking the time to experiment with life. I accept myself for sleeping all day if I need to. I accept myself for, all the things, right? So I think like you can get super creative with this. It can be all the things that you love and accept about yourself. Like it can be your outer appearance. It can be your inner experience of self, like whatever that is. And I think you can also learn to accept your shadows, which are all the things that you tend to not accept about yourself. The things that just feel kind of like, eh, like not typical, not kind of like glamorous, like all the things that are just mundane, normal, seems boring, tend to be overlooked. So yeah, and I think one of the big things that my friend said the other day on her social media that I really resonated with, she said that, do you only show up when you feel good enough? Because when you do that, you signal to yourself that I am only like I only have the space when I am good enough, or when I feel good enough. But the truth is that the space is always available for you. You can show up, you can be present even when you're not good enough, even when you fucking suck, or in your mind you seem like you suck. So I love what she said, because it's like you're not here to be perfect. You're here to be absolutely imperfect and to embrace every single thing about yourself, to embrace every natural element that is you inside and outside. And I love that. I fucking love that. I vibe with that. It's awesome. So I think that's a honestly, like that's a pretty good wrap up for, the things, the everything in 2022. What I do as well for my personal life is I also like to write stories. So it's kind of random, but like I like to look back at the year of 2022 and kind of see them as journeys and stories. It's like, oh, like what are some of the amazing stories that I can tell from 2022? What are some amazing stories that came out of 2022? Like those are just kind of fun things that I play with. And then I play into that future concept of, okay, what are some of the stories that I would like to tell from 2023? So, as I'm going through this process, when I get more ideas and insights and concepts into how to kind of actually do the visioning work for 2023, which is different from all the kind of typical like visioning work that, you probably tend to do or I probably tend to do, I feel called to do something more creative, something that's a bit more different. Once those things are downloaded and I know what they are, I will absolutely share with you online, and you can absolutely share with me the work that you do around it. I would love to hear, if you receive a lot of benefits from this video, a lot of things stood out for you. I would love to hear about your 2022 year, things that you've forgiven, the things that you've accepted about yourself, the things that you have celebrated this year. So this is a balloon for you. Just imagine it saying happy 2022. So that is that. I loved spending time with you today. Thank you for watching this video. Thank you for being a part of my universe. Thank you for being here, sharing your energy, sharing this space with me. I love your presence, whether you know that or not, whether you believe that or not. I feel you, I see you. And I just know that we're always connected. There's a sense of soul family here. There's a sense of like just very connected. So thank you so much for being here, for sharing that, for listening to this message, for spending time with me, for taking the time to spend time with yourself, write down your stuff and doing your inner work. I appreciate you. I love you. 2023 is gonna be fucking amazing, and I can't wait to spend it more with you. All right, so enjoy the rest of your day, and I will see you next time. Bye.